This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of the topics on my show are steered by what the listeners are interested in. So the last few days, the most common question I got, all right, not my favorite topic, the most common question is, what is going on with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle? And are they separating? Right? And you know what? I don't mind talking about celebrity news. I don't have a lot of inside information on this. And honestly, when it comes to people's marriages, I like them having privacy. But these are two people that don't seem to want a lot of privacy and seem to, you know, want their lives discussed. And this might be another reason for there to be a, another media cycle for them. But basically, all I know is Radar Online had mentioned that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are, quote unquote, taking time apart in hopes of rebuilding their bond after the pair's marital woes were fueled by family drama. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex have been worn down after public backlash, failed business deals, and public spats with their loved ones. That's according to Palace Insiders. And so an insider claimed they're trying to figure out what hit them. Harry doesn't fit in Meghan's, quote, tacky Tinseltown world, they added, saying he needs to find himself. And they say it has been a few rocky months for them. They've had negative fallout from the press. They're trying to reestablish their lives in California and after waging war with the royals. So, you know, I don't really like to, guess and I don't like to spread rumors. In fact, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's sources deny the rumors. They say that they're, you know, not breaking up. They said it's completely made up. But, you know, here's my thing with any sort of couple. Because we all have issues. And when things are going good, everybody seems to be happy. When things are going bad, there seems to be trouble in paradise. I remember when my dad won money, my mom was in a good mood because my dad was a gambler. Mom was in a good mood. None of us got beat. No one was getting divorced. Everybody seemed happy. But when my dad lost money, hide. It was not going to be a good week. And, you know, people were, it was, you heard, you know, mom threatened divorce. And it was just bad. And I see this with couples all the time. When I see a couple go through a medical issue or a financial issue that I know when I'm close to, I'll ask them, I go, how you holding up? How you guys doing? You know, because a lot of the strain that you might have with your partner may be artificial. On the flip side, it might be very true and very real. And that when times are good, you're able to sweep it under the rug. But then when times are bad, you're like, this isn't the person I want to rely on, or I can't rely on them. I mean, I've had friends that are absolutely amazing when things go wrong in my life. And then I've had people close to me where it's just going to add stress. Don't even bring it up, they're going to make the situation worse. So if you are in a relationship where you're going through something and you find that you don't even want to engage that person fully, that's not your partner for life. And so, you know, they say the litmus test, there's always these litmus tests on how do you know you're with the right person. And somebody said, you know, try to hang out with them for a weekend when the internet's down. You know, how do they respond when they can't go online? And if you guys can't get through one weekend without internet, that's a problem. You know? So with Harry and Meghan, this has been something where I've always had a soft spot in my heart for Harry because he lost his mom at a young age. And to be second in line to the throne and now seventh, not easy. And, you know, the way it's done is, you know, everything's all about the firstborn. It was like that way in the Bible, too. And, you know, if you're secondborn, tough, you know, tough beans. But my issue with that couple is, we predicted this, you cannot find fame on being negative. And I understand if they had issues with their in-laws, but most of what they tried to do to monetize that had to, again, do with the negativity. And if I were them, and I couldn't stand living with the royals, I would have done a much different take on it. And I would have said, hey, guys, you know, when we want a privacy, Charles and, you know, Queen Elizabeth and Camilla and Harry and William and Kate, you know, we love them, they're family. But we want to start our lives in America. We always have. We love America. And, you know, we wish them well. We're here for them anytime they need. But we don't necessarily want to live, you know, near them. We want to live and, you know, start our own thing. And we got a lot of things we want to do and bring to America and help. We want to help fight poverty and we want to help with equity and, you know, all the things they want to do. And leave it there. They were famous enough, but it went on this tangent where they went on Oprah, and I don't understand why Oprah, but I highly respect Oprah. Not sure why they did that in the middle of the recession or the pandemic. You know, feeling sorry for the millions they lost when everybody is stuck home, not able to work, and worried about financial ruin. They just didn't handle it well. 1-877-DOT-LE.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a 1 week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this 1 week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Dali 1-877 DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the Canadian fires are still going on, and the air quality is getting worse. We are being told that the New York City region is among the top 10 cities right now with the most polluted air. And it's coming from Canada. We're being told by Daily Mail that 235 wildfires began burning in Canada in just the last 7 days. That is adding to the 1,183 blazes, which has destroyed close to 4,000 square kilometers of the country. And this all began about 3.5 months ago. They say New Yorkers woke up to hazy skies this morning with an air quality index of 124. Placing it in the orange category, meaning the air is unhealthy for sensitive groups like asthmatics. Good air quality is green. They put it in the green category, 0 to 50. Moderate is yellow, with an air quality index of 51 to 100. So orange is between 100 and 150, and then very unhealthy is 151 to 200. I think that's red.
West Coast is having issues too. Portland and neighboring Vancouver and Washington already had a red ranking of 168 because there's wildfires on the West Coast as well. But going back to the East Coast, they said a lot of cities got into that orange category today, including Albany, Georgia, Philadelphia, Greater Newcastle County, Delaware, and Yosemite National Park, California, on the West Coast. So wildfires burning in Canada are affecting air qualities across New York State, and we're having issues on the West as well. British Columbia has been dealing with a record amount of wildfires as well. So they say fires have been responsible for at least two deaths in the Canadian province of British Columbia. Combined with severe drought, it's going to impact farmers, cattle producers. And, you know, this is something that we see every summer. We don't really see a lot of news coming out of Canada, but we're still talking about Canada now. Remember that song from South Park, Blame Canada? This is not making people happy. Don't worry, no one's going to go to war with them. But, you know, we have dry weather, we have heat, lightning. Finally, you get a thunderstorm, monsoon season. As we said, this is our lightning season. July, August, and September have the most lightning deaths in America than the other months because that's when we start seeing the more thunderstorms. And so it's lightning season. Well, lightning also starts fires. Not to mention you have a lot of people camping. You know, if you can't in the winter with all the cold be out there, you sure like to hit the woods when it's summertime. And you wonder, did something happen with the embers and the wind? We're going camping this weekend. We always go to a place where they actually have a, I know it doesn't seem like you're really doing backcountry, but we have an RV. So we'll go to park in the RV spot. They usually have an area for your fire, campfire, protected. We put the fire out. It's away from trees. And they do a pretty good job of trying to make sure that no fires come out of their camping site. And I love putting up a campfire. It's a tradition. You cook your food. It's beautiful to watch. Got to make sure the dog doesn't go near it. But she knows. She's a good doggy. Now we take the little puppy doggy. Dee, doggy likes to go. But, yeah, this is camping season, and it's storm season. So, unfortunately, there was a 9-year-old boy from British Columbia that had died from asthma exacerbated by the wildfire smoke. And a 19-year-old firefighter died after a tree fell on her near Revelstoke, British Columbia. Another firefighter, Adam Yeadon, 25 years old, died Saturday while fighting a wildfire near his home in Fort Lard Canada as well. So, you know, if we could talk about asthma for a second here, a lot of us suffer from asthma, lung disease, and the big mistake people make is they only go into the doctor when they're struggling. Now, how I was trained is if you do have somebody with asthma and they're coming in for their regular physical, check on them. Check and see how their asthma is doing. I took it a step further, and I recommended that asthmatics come in every season, especially if they didn't know their body. And so I could do a spirometry, a breathing test on them, and I've come to find out that sometimes they do struggle in the spring and fall, not just during the winter. Or sometimes they struggle winter and summer, not spring and fall. And if I could catch when an asthmatic usually has issues, I could then put them on the preventative medicine a few weeks early. By the way, for those of you that suffer from allergies, you don't treat allergies by when you're in a sneezing fit and your eyes are drippy wet and you're coughing and to then take an antihistamine. If you know every season you have allergies, a few weeks before your allergy season, we need to get on it. If you, let's say, are using nasal steroids like Flonase, Rhinocort, you need to start those a couple weeks before. Now, if you're like, oh, man, you could start them anytime you need, but it's ideal to start them a couple weeks before. This way, you start to build up that level of corticosteroid in that sinus, in those sinus cavities, so then you are less likely to have an issue. Same thing with these Kenalog shots. People will get a Kenalog shot for asthma and say, well, it didn't help. Well, it's because you came in with full-blown, it takes a while. You need to do it a few weeks before the season. So if you live in an area and they have a wildfire season, and they have a tip, then you can, there are things preventatively you could do. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I was trained to scuba dive. And my husband's a scuba diver. He's a dive master. Our whole family was trained to scuba dive. And there's always somebody in class that asks about sharks. And the average scuba diver does not fear sharks. Sharks don't really want to go after humans in general. Humans aren't that meaty. But they might attract a hungry shark if they're splashing around on the surface. But if you see a shark and you are scuba diving, you just kind of, keep an eye on him. But don't go after him. Don't try to outswim him. Make sure you have a knife on you in case you do need to attack, because you're not going to outswim a shark. You can't swim that fast underwater. And sharks will usually leave scuba divers alone. And for the most part, they don't want humans. But something's changed. In the last year or two, there seems to be a lot more sharks near the shore and more shark attacks. And so now, government agencies are kind of warning us after fatal attacks in Egypt, Australia, Mexico, Brazil, and Florida, that you got to be careful. 23-year-old was killed by a quote-unquote meat grinder tiger shark at an Egyptian resort of Hurghada on June 9th. Another man was decapitated by a great white shark near San Jose Beach in Tabari Bay on the western coast of Mexico. Now, are sharks getting more hungry? Are these different types of sharks? Are the numbers really rising? Now, it could also be that we're hearing more about it, and so it sounds like there's more. But, you know, we've had, from what we're being told from TrackingSharks.com, 38 unprovoked shark attacks worldwide. Generally, we get 80 to 110 a year. In 2022, there was 57 unprovoked attacks. So we can't necessarily say we're having more of them. But what we are having more of are shark sightings. And that's making people a little bit more nervous. And so are they coming because of the different temperature of the water? Is it because their food sources are changing? And so just kind of be on the lookout. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment, and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a one-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this 1 week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. There was no grand prize winner in Tuesday night's Mega Millions drawing, pushing the jackpot to an estimated $720 million. The next Mega Millions drawing will be Friday. Meanwhile, players around the country have a chance to win a $1 billion jackpot in tonight's Powerball drawing. Record-breaking heat scorching the southern U.S. Phoenix yesterday reached 110 degrees for the 19th day in a row. El Paso, Texas has been in the triple digits for more than 30 straight days. The mother of a U.S. soldier detained after allegedly crossing into North Korea says she's shocked and just wants her son to come home. Private Second Class Travis King apparently crossed the heavily fortified border and was taken into custody. Corey Myers, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So apparently we have another House of Horrors. And two boys, brothers, age 7 and 9, fleed. Were able to get out of the house. And it was a pretty horrific sight for the people who found them. And currently their mom and her boyfriend, I believe, have been taken to court. The mother is known as Katie Koch, 35 years old. Boyfriend Joel Mankey, 38 years old. We're in court this week as the sons were able to escape alleged abuse and imprisonment. Neighbors described seeing the boys naked, covered in blood. They were moving like cavemen who had never seen the sun. They had broke free through a shattered window last week. The mother is facing 4 felony counts and 2 misdemeanors connected with child neglect and false imprisonment. Her boyfriend, Joel Mankey, is charged with 4 felony counts. This is according to WDJT.
So the mom was filmed looking upset in a subsequent court hearing as the prosecutor outlined the abuse. Police had responded to a 911 call from neighbors. This was in the Lakeside East Wisconsin city of Milwaukee. Said the house was so crammed with belongings that the floor was not visible. It was a horrible hoarding situation. And neighbors spotted the children. The hair were matted by feces. They were peering through a shattered window. And then apparently jumped out. They climbed through the window onto an air conditioning unit, jumped into the yard, and walked down the street stark naked. Like they haven't seen sun in a while. They were walking differently. By the way, a lot of that can be bone weakness. When you're not outside and exercising and eating right and getting sun, they probably had deteriorating bones. And so another resident said that the children looked like they had never been outside. They were just walking different. Their hair looked like it. They had never been brushed and never been cut. They didn't know that outside existed. Now, the neighbor said that the house was normally quiet. She never really saw anybody go in and out, let alone that there were kids there. So that scene was pretty scary. And when officers went to the home, they called it a terrible hoarding situation where the floor wasn't visible, accumulation of belongings, and that the children's heads had to be shaved because the hair was matted with feces. They were uneducated, not potty trained, even at the ages of their ages of 7 and 9. These poor kids. Now, Koch also had badly matted hair. Admitted the home was not habitable and her boys deserve better. Her cash bail is set at $30,000. She can't pay it. Mankey's cash bail was set at $6,500. If they are convicted of all charges, they face prison terms of up to 43 years and fines of $120,000. The mom could also be fined an additional $20,000 and 18 months in prison. The kids could have died. I would even wonder if you could even use a attempted murder charge. I'm no lawyer, but you're exposing the children to communicable disease, to their feces, obviously not getting good health care, no food, proper food, sunlight. That's a problem. So these kids escaped, and you know, when people see this, they ask, how in God's name could a parent do this to their children? Obviously, there has to be an element of mental illness. But this hoarding sort of psychological profile, when they have hoarding in it. Now, mind you, a lot of us are preppers. A lot of us don't like to throw out anything the kids made from school, so we keep it. You know, I was cleaning out some boxes, and I saw a lot of my kids' baby clothes. I'm keeping them. I'm not hoarding. I want to keep my kids' baby clothes because they're so cute. And I remember when their little tushies were in that little outfit. And you know, but you have people that they don't clean. They have no problem living in filth. They don't see a problem with that. They don't want to do anything than what's in their little circle of activity. And I'm not a psychologist. I'm a family medicine doctor that does a lot of psychology. But there's a psychological sort of behavior where people might only do three things or four things. And they just somehow mentally go, I don't do that. Now, it doesn't mean you have severe mental illness. I know there's a lot of you going, I don't clean toilets. I haven't cleaned a toilet for 20 years. I mean, I clean our toilet all the time. But I know a lot of my friends in college and all that would never touch a toilet. They probably got married and still never touched a toilet. And I get it. Some of you will never touch a toilet. Me, I don't like to kill a spider. I'm scared of spiders. I'll call somebody else to do it. That is just not in my repertoire. Somebody else do it. So I get that there are things that you just don't do. But you have the opposite, where there's only a finite amount of things. And many of these people have a routine, and almost a very compulsive routine. But of those four or five things that they do, they may eat, they may have sex, only walk into certain parts of the house or apartment, not hand the kids a bowl of food, and then nothing. And that's their day. And it's hard for us who have logic and mental health to understand why the hell a parent would do that. You know, I mean, were they beating the kids? Were they sexually assaulting the kids? Or was the abuse just all neglect, which is abuse as well? And the reason why this is so important to understand is there are people that might not realize they suffer from a type of mental illness that might include neglect. So we have a lot of elderly individuals living right now in America that are neglected. Their family members don't do anything for them. The family members have their own routine. They go to work, they deal with it. Some of them, it's a very busy routine. Not just three, four things. They're busy, they're going to work, they have this, they have, and meanwhile, there's a family member that needs attention. And oftentimes people don't want to hang out with that family member. They don't like that family member. But they're the ones that got, you know, for lack of a better term, stuck with that family member. They feel it as that, and they think of it as that. And then they think, well, you know what? I fed him, so I'm good. I said hi to them, so I'm good. And unfortunately, there's a lot of older individuals that feel neglected. And people with strong mental health can do it. And so, thank God these kids got out of there, and there's sick parents. I can't even fathom why a parent and her boyfriend would treat kids like that. Abusive behavior is very common in people who could be very, very sick and with no mental compass. But neglect can happen at a variety of levels. And we sometimes forget, because we're so busy, that there might be somebody in our lives that's being neglected. 1-877-DOLLY.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon, or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, obviously, what's making huge headlines is that two IRS whistleblowers are supposed to be publicly detailing today how they were prevented or blocked from conducting a fair investigation into Hunter Biden's business dealings. This is supposed to happen with the House today. And this is something that is making a lot of people feel uneasy on all sides. Democrats obviously feeling uneasy because anything that helps lay more credence to what Trump is saying doesn't bode well for them. Makes Republicans uneasy that this system really is unfair or rigged and it's not a democracy. Or at least a representative democracy where we're all being represented and we're all being treated equally under the Constitution. So
IRS Supervisory Special Agent Gary Shapley is testifying alongside another 13-year IRS agent identified by the oversight panel as a criminal investigator known as Whistleblower X. Now, according to Whistleblower X, Whistleblower X identifies as a gay Democrat married to a man. So this isn't that they found Republican people to speak out. Apparently, he's Democrat. But he wants the American people to know the truth about Hunter Biden's special treatment. And one thing I want to say about that is I am sick and tired of people stereotyping Democrats and Republicans one way or another. There's been this trend that if you're Democrat, you support there being a lack of equality, lack of democracy, going after the right. And if you're a Republican, you're against equality, you're against the LGBTQ plus community. These stereotypes are very, very damaging. The average Democrat and Republican I know kind of want the same things. They want to know the elections are secure. They want to know that their mail-in ballot is going to get to them, and they want to know that mail-in ballot is actually going to get counted. They want to know that whoever won the election won it fair and square. They want to know that there's not going to be any language that could be turned around and discriminate against them or anybody else. And they want to know that if there's a crime, one person isn't going to get off easy while another person has the book thrown at them. That's something that Democrats and Republicans all want. And so people are kind of shocked, well, this IRS whistleblower is actually a Democrat. It doesn't shock me. The average Democrat wants equality and the Constitution to still preserve our protections. The average Democrat still loves America. But we've changed it to, you see the extremes where, you know, you'll have an American flag on your outfit and you'll be called names. Well, that's not the average Democrat calling you names. You have extremists. And so, you know, I think if the Democrats want to preserve their name and the Republicans want to preserve their name, they have to, understand that even though their party might encompass a whole spectrum, you know, there are true ideals that they hold true. So seeing that one of the whistleblowers is Democrat, it's going to be interesting to see what they say, doesn't surprise me in the least. Because if this stuff really did happen, anybody, despite your political party, should find it abhorrent. So Shapley has appeared publicly to make claims against the Bidens in the past. Whistleblower X is remaining anonymous. The identity of the second whistleblower will be revealed today on Capitol Hill. Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer, Republican of Kentucky, described findings in thousands of pages of Biden family financial records as astonishing, according to excerpts from his opening statement. He said, what were the Bidens selling? Nothing but influence and access to the Biden network. This is an influence peddling scheme to enrich the Bidens. We need to know whether Joe Biden is compromised by these schemes and if our national security is threatened. Whistleblower X said, I am no more credible than this man sitting next to me due to my sexual orientation or my political beliefs. The American people deserve to know the truth, no matter how uncomfortable or inconvenient it may be for either political party or those in power. So basically, the claim is Hunter Biden was given special treatment because of his father, and that the Justice Department tried to cover up his misdoings. And, you know, this is something that is going to be very evaluated under a microscope, while on the other side of Washington, D.C., it's Trump getting hit again and again and again. Some people think Trump deserves all the hits he's getting. Others feel he's being singled out. And, you know, questions still arise. Whatever happened to Hillary? Well, I mean, should Trump have gone after her for what happened with the emails? And those were emails that were, I guess, whitewashed or whatever the term is, you know, expunged or whatever the word is for it.
And so, you know, I get that no two cases are 1,000% equal. I get that. And Hunter Biden and what Joe Biden are doing versus what President Trump has been accused of are completely different cases. But we are most likely going to be going to war with China. China is going to want to be the top world power. And they have a lot of resources. And if we have been allowing them in, letting them take balloons and take pictures, giving them access, we can implode from within. This is scary stuff. And so it does have to be investigated. And I get there's a lot of emotion when it comes to, well, there's the election, and we don't want to look like we're pro-Trump if we're going against Biden. And we're, can we just put the election aside for a minute here? I mean, if somebody abused their power, did quid pro quo, they shared classified documents, allowed China a front seat into what's going on. I mean, that's treason, and that's a problem. And I get it's sticky to have the president of the United States being accused of that, but they went after Trump while Trump was president. You know, and so who knows? You know, maybe part of this facade that, you know, Biden's getting older and feeble is making people like him more. That, you know, we still have, what, 12 to 30% of the public wanting Biden to be reelected. Maybe they feel sorry for him. Maybe they like him. But this is dangerous. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens. But the second America feels that there's corruption, we lose our democracy. And when you lose your democracy, it's very easy for somebody else to come in and take control. And you will have Americans beg for someone to come in and save the day, even if it means giving up some of their rights. And that's when we could sadly become, you know, a country that will never see democracy again. So we got to figure this out. 1-877-DOCTOR-LEE, don't go away.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.